Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Where are you at on the Redskins debate as to what to do with their injured players down the stretch? They still have a quarter of their season to go. They have not been eliminated from playoff contention, and they still could have a winning season if they rip off a four-game winning streak to wrap things up. Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines are open, 800-636-1067. Danny and I on different sides of this one. I think the only guys you should shut down are the guys who have injuries that need to be surgically repaired, and if they're pushing back surgery to the offseason, let's say.
Trent Williams, for example.
Exactly. Or they have injuries that are going to take a long time to recover, and they could better use this month as a head start so that they are ready for the offseason program. So Trent Williams, a guy like Jonathan Allen, is a great example of this. With a Liz Frank who's trying to battle back to get back by the end of the year. I think, you know, if something is constant and not getting better, and the only way to heal it is to wait a month without playing, then start the month now. But if you're just dealing with a sore ankle and a sore shoulder and pains and aches, like a lot of the guys on the injury report, I'm not shutting them down, which we disagree on because of how important these games are. Let's go to the phones, 800-636-1067. George is in Fredericksburg. What's up, George?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
What's up, man?
Good.
Hey, I think I'm signing more with Danny, and the reason why I say that is for a caveat of reasons. First and foremost is the NFL doesn't have a developmental league. So what incentive do you have for putting an established veteran that can only either further damage himself or is in a limited capacity when you could develop or attempt to develop this young guy? Like, I mean, yes, they're not mathematically eliminated, but let's be honest, they're not making the playoffs.
Okay,
so let's develop some of these young kids.
Why not worry about that in 2 weeks when they are mathematically eliminated, or in 3 weeks? You could still get to 9-7. You could still have a winning season and make the playoffs. If a guy can't play, he shouldn't play. But if he can play, you shouldn't view this week different than you did the Dallas game.
I don't know, Grant. I'm with Danny on this one because, again, I mean, like, if I'm Morgan Moses and he blows out a knee as a result of playing in a limited capacity, then what do you say then?
Well, I just don't think that's realistic. That's all.
But you have to acknowledge that playing on two sprained ankles puts him at more risk, doesn't it? Because, I mean, he's down every play. He's been rolled up on a bunch of times, and we're lucky it hasn't been worse.
I know that you're saying that. I think if he was at risk of blowing out his knee by playing on two sprained ankles, he wouldn't play. I think that the doctors who evaluate him and actually touch his body all the time know what he's at risk of and what he's not. And they wouldn't let him play if he was at risk of a serious injury. He was asked about this a couple weeks ago,
right,
and he basically said, I'm in a lot of pain, and for me, that's the problem, is I've got to play through the pain, but this is not something that can get worse.
Yeah, that's why head coaches get paid a lot of money, to be the adult and say, you've done everything you're supposed to do. No one's faulting you, Morgan Moses, but I can't keep trotting you out there because it's not getting any better. And B, I don't know why this isn't intuitive, but you're more risk now for injury based on the fact that you're hobbled around. And when you compensate for injury, for being in pain, that's when some terrible things can happen. You're more susceptible to that. That's just the way sports works. That's the way your body
works.
But
why wouldn't a doctor say to Jay Gruden he shouldn't be out there then?
Because they're asking,
because
we need him right now. You're more specifically talking
about the
ankles.
But they make decisions based on if you need him right now. Jay Gruden may make the decision that way.
Sure they are.
The doctor's not making that decision. Absolutely not.
The question is your ankle more or less at risk? That's the question they're asking. They're not saying like, hey, is his shoulder going to get out of alignment because he has a set a certain way because he can't drop his back heel, or
right,
is his Achilles more at risk? That's not the question that's being asked. It's, is his ankle at risk of being hurt worse? And they'll say no, because it's just a sprain.
Right.
It is what it is. My point is, a guy rolling around compensating for injury is more at risk for injury. That's just, we've got, since the beginning of sports and time, to tell
sure
us that.
And in 2 weeks, if and when you're eliminated, if you're 5-9, then I might be willing to meet you in the middle on that. But as of right now, I will defer to the doctor telling me that his ankle is perfectly fine to play on. If he wants to gut through it and all that you're dealing with is
right,
the pain, that's up to him. And in the meantime, I'm going to try to go win another football game and get into the thick of things in the wild card chase, which I still very much, if I go 4-0, would have a chance at. Mike in Lanham, what's up?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Sorry, Grant, I'm going to have to side with Danny on this one. And maybe we're just kind of – seems like we're debating Morgan Moses the most. To me, he's had a chronic kind of situation. It's not like he sprained an ankle, went a couple weeks, he's a little sore. I mean, like Danny said, every time I see him in a play, he's getting up off the ground. And correct me if I'm wrong, wasn't he carted off the field last week?
So he was.
Clearly his ankles are weak right now. Can he play through the pain? Yes. But could that lead to serious injury? Could that lead to him overcompensating for his ankles? I mean, at this point, he's someone that needs to be shut down. Now, if there's other players that are a little banged up.
Let me ask you this.
Sure.
So you don't have Trent Williams at left tackle already, and now you don't have Morgan Moses at right tackle. Ty Nsekhe was an absolute abject disaster this past week, and Tyler Catalina, who's not a tackle, would be your other starting tackle, was like your fifth guy you've used. Now you're subjecting Kirk Cousins and Samaje Perine and the rest of the team to that tackle play? No. Morgan Moses is a better player at 75 or 85%, and he's not at risk. What happens if you don't play Morgan Moses because you shut him down and Kirk Cousins blows out an ACL because he gets hit from the blind side and he's out for 11 months and most of next season? Are you better off for having sat Morgan Moses to play Tyler Catalina then if we want to talk about fake injuries that may not happen? Mo in Woodbridge, what's up?
What's up, man?
Hey, Mo.
I'm all for it. I say to everybody who's injured, and then we can see these young dudes get some tick. I want to see Jeremy Sprinkle. I want to see the dude Josh Hobbs Clemens, even on defense. Sit Zach Brown, too. I'm for tanking and getting it to the top 10 and getting us a high prospect. And as far as Kirk Cousins, go ahead and sit him, too. I mean, because he's getting blown up behind his line now. So once you sit Trent, regardless of whether or not you sit Morgan Moses, he's going to get punished. Go ahead and put on Colt McCoy out there. Let him be the crash test dummy for the next couple of weeks when we get ready for next season.
So now you're sitting basically the entire team for a quarter of
which
the
I year. Have no problem with, because again, you're out of it. The idea that they're in this wild card thing, it requires Seattle to lose all four games, Carolina to lose all four games, a tie in there between Atlanta and somebody else. It's unrealistic.
I don't think it's quite that extreme.
It is. They've got seven losses, Grant, and the teams that they're chasing have four. So they're three games behind in the loss column. It requires
right. They would have tiebreakers over Seattle as an example. I'm just saying what you just said is not. I don't think that's completely correct.
So Seattle.
I think if Seattle goes 3-1, the Redskins would catch them.
Right, but they would catch that team. But it doesn't account for Atlanta.
4-0. That's not right. It's not as crazy as you think it is.
It's 100% crazy because they have to climb over Green Bay, Detroit, Atlanta, Carolina, and Seattle. So if they catch Seattle, there are three other teams that will easily supersede them.
One of those teams would be one of the top wild cards. They don't have to climb over all of them.
Carolina is 8-4 right now.
Yes. So they'd only have to climb. In other words, there's one less team to climb over because they could be the second wild card. See what I'm saying? Carolina would be the top wild card, right? Aren't they the top wild card right now?
No, they're the second wild card.
Who's the top?
Seattle is.
Okay. So of the teams you name, you don't have to climb over all of them is all I'm saying. Of those teams, was it five of them?
Yeah.
You have to climb over four of them. Because one of them is going to be the other wild card.
Well, some of these teams play each other. So my point is the permutation is now way less than 1%.
Oh, yeah. So, I'm saying the Redskins are probably not making the playoffs. I agree.
Okay.
But I'm saying, no. If you think I'm sitting here saying they're going to make the playoffs, you're crazy. I've been saying for 2 weeks they're not going to make the playoffs.
Okay.
What I am saying is, let's worry about what you do about them being eliminated after they've been eliminated. Until then, let's act as if. Let's try to win football games. The goal coming into the year to me, I said if they get to 9-7, that's an outstanding season. Their goal right now should be to get to 9-7. That should be their goal right now. Forget about the playoffs. You can't control that. What I can control is, can I get to a winning record for the third time in three seasons under Jay Gruden, which would be a hell of an accomplishment.
Yeah, that's where we'll disagree, because I don't care about that, because that's empty.
Right, but you'd also tank and pick six spots higher if that's somehow better off.
Well, it is, because I'm not saying snap the ball and spike it. I'm saying you get young players. Yeah, play Robert Davis this week. See what you have.
He doesn't mean anything long-term to them.
Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. You don't know. I want to see. I'd like to see some of the kids.
But we've played that game with Anthony Armstrong and play this guy and that guy who are here in a year and gone. Mm-hmm. I mean, play your best football players. That's what they should do.
To what end?
To try to win the game that they had this weekend.
So you're Herm Edwards-ing this thing? So you feel happy that they went 9-7 and
absolutely
missed the playoffs?
Not.
That's a worse position to be in than to...
I disagree. 9-7 and missing the playoffs is a worse position to be in than what?
Than having more draft stock, than having the ability to maneuver, get more picks. And
Patriots never draft in the first round. The Steelers never draft
in the top 20.
Patriots
have Tom Brady and Bill Belichick in a greater organization.
I understand.
Can we get that?
The Steelers never draft in the top 20. The idea that drafting 14th is so much better than drafting 19th. This is not the NBA or Major League Baseball, where all the best players are off the board in the top 12.
You see what it costs to move from 6 to 2, with the Redskins change the direction of their franchise forever because of it.
If you want to talk about 5 versus 2 in the lottery, I think that's a big difference.
Yeah, I'd rather be in the top. Right now, they're 12th, and if they win their last 4 games, they'll be around 20 again. And we saw how much better they got.
I don't think the difference is substantial enough to warrant basically being okay losing 3 or 4 games in a row.
Right. We'll disagree then forever about that. Because to me, you've got more leverage. And I want leverage. I want the ability.
Leverage for what?
Someone could demand that pick. Someone loves that pick so much that they give you a whole bunch. Like San Francisco sitting there minding their business and dumb Chicago trading up to get them stuff.
At what cost? At the cost of if you go 5-11. Mm-hmm. Well,
it'd be 5-11 because they have 4 games left.
I just don't think that's realistic. I guess I would say 6-10 maybe is the most realistic bad outcome. If you go 6-10, it's more likely that your quarterback, who said this year is about figuring out what this team is less likely to want to come back. It's more likely that your head coach might be blown out, which I think would be a huge setback and a detriment to the organization.
We agree there.
So to me, what's most important is to have a good process. And I think the best way for them to maintain having the process that they've had that's turned the corner over the last 3 years is to have a winning record again so that people can very obviously see the writing on the wall.
Isn't that like saying, well, I don't want Renner to have a top 5 pick because he's going to screw it up? At a certain point, don't you have to have the right process?
Yeah, I think their process has gotten a lot better. I think they've got a very good process.
Right, so they're going to start firing people. Well, I don't know. It sounds like you want it both ways when you talk about the process.
I don't know what you're talking about, so you'll have to explain that to me next. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.